I am Cleopatra the Seventh, Queen of Upper Egypt and Lower Egypt, and the goddess Isis. Let me take you to my world.
Immersing visitors in the world of Cleopatra is one of the goals of the exhibit, Cleopatra, the Search for the Last Queen of Egypt, at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The show uses more than 150 artifacts in an attempt to give visitors a sense of Cleopatra's life and times, a mixture of Egyptian, Greek, and Roman cultures. After passing through a dimly lighted entrance that features artifacts under the floor, a brightly illuminated stone head of the god Serapis, a composite of the Egyptian deity Osiris and several Greek gods, stares out at viewers. Two colossal pink granite statues from ancient Heraklion also dominate the view. The entire section is bathed in a shimmering blue light that simulates an underwater environment. The lighting effect helps to remind visitors how many of the artifacts were recovered. They were retrieved from the harbor of modern-day Alexandria and the nearby Bay of Aboukir by Egyptologist Frank Gaudio and a team of divers from the European Institute of Underwater Archaeology. Working since 1992 with ancient sources, 19th-century maps, and 20th-century magnetic resonance imaging, Gaudio's team was able to map the ancient city of Alexandria, erased by earthquakes, tidal waves, and war. The ancient sites of Canopus and Heraklion, where Cleopatra would have been a high priestess and was crowned pharaoh, have also been discovered. Curators have also assembled most of a prayer altar that contains what may be the first known astrological chart and the ancient Egyptian calendar. University of Pennsylvania Egyptologist and the head of the Penn Museum's Egyptology section, David Silverman, is curator of this exhibit. He told VOA that he hopes it dispels some of the misconceptions about Cleopatra and gives visitors a glimpse of her time.
People know the name Cleopatra, but what about the history? And they're learning that we don't know all of the answers, but they're also learning how we can find out some of the answers.
The accompanying audio tour attempts to provide some answers through an actress's portrayal of Cleopatra. Visitors hear the Queen describe the artifacts, as well as something of their history and purpose, including those dating from her torrid romance with Mark Antony, a relationship that ended with both of them committing suicide. Cleopatra, the Search for the Last Queen of Egypt, continues at the Franklin Institute until January 2, 2011. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.